Welcome to Nova's here. My name is Greg Horn. Continuing the second part of a program that a conversation I started yesterday based on Genesis chapter 18, where the Lord showed up to Abraham and out when they were out in the desert area and basically just wanted to reaffirm that, hey, I'm going to provide a child for you and Sarah, even though, yes, you guys are way up in age. And he basically just, through the conversation, there's only 15 verses, just said, because he heard Sarah laughing, thinking, you know, I know you told us this earlier, which was in chapter 17 of Genesis, but Sarah was just laughing at, because she's, it just super, in the natural, it wasn't possible. I mean, both were up in their 80s and are older, and so I just can't blame Sarah for laughing. I don't throw her under the bus, but the Lord responds to Abraham because he heard Sarah laughing in the tent. They were actually sitting out under a great tree in the shade on a hot day, the Bible says, but he just simply said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? But I want to encourage you, if you missed yesterday's program, check it out. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. And I read that whole passage there in chapter 18. It's only 15 verses, but you can hear that. And yet today I want to share four things that I think we can learn and apply to our lives from these 15 verses. There's probably about 10 things I'd actually love to share. I think there's a lot of nuggets in that. And I want to encourage you, but just make sure you're a reader. Spend some time in God's Word. Don't just do those drive-by, drive-through devotions quickly. Just spend some time really asking the Lord to speak to you, and He will. He will speak to you as you read His Word, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And there's four things that God kind of laid on my heart after reading this passage of Scripture recently. And the first one is that God can show up anytime and anywhere. Don't you love that? That God can show up anytime and anywhere. I mean, He just showed up to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, where he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. It says, Abraham looked up and he saw three men standing nearby. And when he saw them, he hurried from the entrance to his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. And one offered them something to drink, and then went and had one of his best calves slaughtered to feed them a good meal and wash their feet. And doesn't say who the other two people were, but I think it's kind of interesting. It says there were three, and you think about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And so He sent three there, the Trinity. And one of them definitely was God, the Lord, because he realized something there, because He said that and bowed on their got on His knees and bowed before them. And then it goes on the passage later on to say, the Lord said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord, when Sarah was laughing about them conceiving a child together. And don't want to, as I said yesterday, throw Sarah under the bus for her doubt, because it did just seem impossible. But God, as we know later on, did provide that child for them. And yet I love just how in the middle of the day that God just showed up. And for some of you right now, you need God just to show up, don't you? You're like, Lord, I just need you to show up. And I want to encourage you, like my friend Charles Cunningham, when I coached college basketball at Western Kentucky University back in the early 90s, reminded me one time we were talking about God and being patient and waiting on Him to answer prayers. And he said, you know what, Greg? God's a lot like the mailman. You don't know when He'll get there, but He always delivers. And for somebody right now, you need to know that, you know, God's going to deliver. May not know exactly when, but He's going to deliver. And I remember a song, a friend of mine, Donna Payton was her name then, back in the 90s. I believe it's Donna O'Neill now, lives in Charlotte with her husband Matt and four children. But she sang a song called He'll Do It Again. And the main part of that song was, you may not know why, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. And friends, I want to encourage you today that He will do it again. He will show up again in your life, just like he did in Abraham. And it may have been a really dark season. You may say, Greg, I know it's been summer and it's only September and we still have a lot of sunny days, and fall as we get into October is one of the most beautiful seasons, I think, that we have out of the four seasons if you live in central Kentucky. The leaves changing and gets down in the 70s and 60s. It's beautiful. Yet for some of you, maybe it's been a winter season. It's just been dark and cold in your heart and your soul. Just life has been excruciating over the past several months. And you're like, man, will it ever end? But I want to encourage you today, just like the Lord showed up in Abraham just unexpectedly while he was sitting under a tree, he's going to do it for you again. Reminds me of the story back in John chapter 6, verse 16 through 21. It says, when evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But Jesus said to them, it is I. Do not be afraid. Friends, I love how Jesus just showed up in the storm there that was going on the waters. And, you know, they're 3 or 4 miles out from the land. And, I mean, they're rowing. They can't just turn the boat motor on and head back to the mainland. And yet Jesus showed up. But they were frightened because they had never noticed him this. I mean, he's walking on the water. And friends, I want to just encourage you today that give you hope that Jesus can walk on the water in your life, in the storm that you're going through. He wants to come to you. And I want to encourage you to invite him and say, come to me, Jesus. Please walk with me through this storm. But don't be frightened when he shows up. And he may do it through somebody you never expected to. I'm sure a lot of you are like me. A storm comes in your life. You know, my example is when the flood happened back in March of 1997. Hard to believe that it's been that long. It's been over 20 years now, and had just a massive cleanup to do, cleaning up my supermarket. Everything had to be taken out, and just empty dumpster after dumpster, just stuff that was damaged by the flood. In fact, even things that weren't damaged because of being contaminated by the flood water, such as 2 liters of soft drinks, had to be thrown away, which I absolutely hated doing that. But the health department said, sorry, it still has to be done. Yet I can say to you today that, honestly, there were, you know, just miraculously how many people showed up. Within the community of Cynthiana, a lot of them have been affected by the flood too, but so many friends and family that drove from different parts of the state to be with me and to help me, taking vacation days from work to help with this cleanup. I mean, it truly was amazing how these people showed up in the storm during my life. But yet, if I'm brutally honest, there was, you know, a couple people that I consider good friends that weren't there for me. And you know what? It's okay. It hurt a bit at the time, but as I look back, there were some people that I didn't think would show up that they did and went way above and beyond. And then God brought some new friends into my life and helped restore and helped get us reopened in a miraculous 21 days. So, friends, don't focus on who's not there for you. Focus on who God's brought there. Or maybe you're listening and it's a prompting in your spirit that, you know, I need to reach out to this friend and contact them that I know is going through a really, really rough season right now. I think a phone call is great because people can hear your voice and you can hear theirs, and there's just something about that. And we've really lost that in our social media age where we can text and send messages on Facebook and so forth, and Messenger. Really think a phone call is just tremendous. Even if you get the voicemail, leave a message, leave a voicemail saying, hey, just want to let you know I was thinking about you today, and I want to encourage you, let you know you're not alone. and that I'm here. If there's something I can do to help you, please let me know. And, you know, a lot of times people may not respond, or they may not ask you to do anything, but you may be an agent of hope for them just for that one day. And I've said this on this program several times, but it's just really been jumping in my mind and heart over the past several months. But my good friend Manuel Scott, who travels all over the country, just speaking to mainly educators to give them hope. But he says this to all the teachers and administrators almost every time when he speaks. He says, even on your worst day, you could be a student's best hope. And I want to say that to somebody listening today. You may be having a bad day, but the Bible says those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. It's in the book of Proverbs. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. So even though you may not feel like being a blessing to somebody, and even though you would like for somebody to call and check on you or text you, man, I would encourage you to fight through that wave of just being disappointed, being lonely, feeling rejected, and reach out to somebody else you know that's going through a really challenging season in their lives right now. Because the fact of the matter is, we're all either one, going into a storm, two, we're going through a storm right now, or three, we're exiting a storm. So if you're in the season where, you know, things are going well right now and there's no storm going on, then man, rejoice in God. But reach out and be a blessing to somebody. But I want to encourage you also, why maybe you're in the storm right now in your life, whatever that is, whether it's being diagnosed with cancer or financial challenges, a job loss, a failed marriage, a broken engagement, losing a promotion at work. I mean, the list goes on and on of things, but just saying, you know, I'm going to reach out to myself and through this pain, and I know somebody else that's going through a tough season. I want to reach out to them and help be a blessing to them. And you'll be amazed that even though you want to be a blessing to them, as that Bible verse in Proverbs says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And you can count on that. You really can. And I know it doesn't make sense logically, but remember, God's ways are not man's ways. And so when we do things that God asks us to do, he just shows up in ways that you can never imagine or believe, just like Jesus just showing up on the water while the disciples were in this storm. And one of my favorite books that really just kind of spearheaded me going into ministry back in 2003 was John Ortberg wrote a book called If You Want to Walk on the Water, You Got to Get Out of the Boat. And well, I want to ask you right now, are you tired of just being a boat potato? You know, we talk about couch potatoes. Oh, I just can't get off the couch. Well, some of you, John Ortberg talks about in this book, are boat potatoes. You know, you just better stay in the boat where it's safe. And, you know, I got out of the boat and stepped out in faith, knowing I needed to come up with money every month to help make this radio program possible and then turn it into podcast. And yet I just said, I want to walk on the water. And God has faithfully provided. A lot of people reach out and help. I did work an extra part-time job for the first year just to kind of get things off the ground. But God has been so good and faithful. And I want to say to you, if you want to walk on the water, you got to get out of the boat. I want to encourage you to check out that book by John Ortberg. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us for one more program tomorrow. So I'm going to finish talking about things that we can learn from Genesis chapter 18 in my topic, Is Anything Too Hard for the Lord? I'm Greg Horn, and we'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here. Need help selling your home? Or are you looking to buy your dream home? Let Diana Fields and her team with the Millennium Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass Realty help you. Serving Central Kentucky in real estate and property management for 21 years, Diana Fields and the Millennium team have the experience to help you with one of life's biggest decisions in buying or selling a home. Contact Diana Fields today at 859-621-0604 or online at millenniumlex.com. That's millenniumlex.com.